Purpose of space tonight is to just kind of give an open forum for anyone who would like it, which I was kind of asked by several people to kind of create some type of a environment in which we could kind of discuss the whole issue that's been coming up on the forum in maybe a more cohesive and open space that the message boards kind of don't really allow for. So Jacob just joined. Sick. What up, Jacob?
Just chilling. I co-host invite. I'll accept it. I love the all opinions welcome aspect of this, because I believe that in the end I have a different opinion from you. We've talked about why, but I'm happy to talk about it, on the record or whatever too.
Sure. I think a lot of people, it said 12 people were planning on attending or whatever when I retweeted it earlier. So I think people are going to show up here as they see it on their tweeter, or maybe not. Maybe it'll be me and you shooting the shit.
Let me get a little retweet going on this whole thing. And I got a question for you, actually.
There's Lobo. Hi, Lobo.
What? Lobo's here?
Yeah.
I hope so. Really? Yeah, I don't see him, but Lobo, if you're here. Oh, Lobo, Lobo. Well, hi, Lobo. I mean, come on up, talk.
Sure, go for it. We can just start talking about it. I mean, really, it's just the message board, I don't think, allows for, a way to really have, discussion.
Yeah, there's not really... Yeah, that's correct. But the message board went good, in my opinion, and I want to thank you. Get this here on the record, guys, gentleman here, Sean. How should I say this? He's the person who sort of lit the fire under this initiative.
For better or worse, to be determined. But yeah, I kind of got
very true. Let's start with where we agree. By naming Adam as a security in
Jacob, let's chill for a second, let some people come in before we. I see Lalo, and then now music showed up.
Yeah, well, we got a Lolo and a Lalo. Weird.
Lolo and Lalo. Would either of you like to have a mic too? If you do, just request it. I'll gladly give you one. Gus, you said you weren't going to be, you said you're sleeping or something. You end up drinking? I'll give Gus a mic because I know he wants one.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Gus has been busy, eh?
I think he's just been getting caught up in the spaces.
Nah. I wonder if Gus has an opinion on this matter, for that matter. Gus, do you have an opinion?
Gus is Compos Mentos tonight. No alcohol. You get to get me.
Whoa.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, dear. Okay. Yeah. Now, you've warned me. Gus, you've warned me about this.
What's that? Me being sober?
Yeah. You've literally warned me about this. So why don't we have you kind of take the lead here? Now, I'm also, Compos Mentos, as the gentleman says.
Jacob, let's just let a few people filter in. Like, I started a couple minutes.
Usually I just jump right into the chaos, and I don't, because look, what happens is when the spaces reaches maximum chaos, when the thoughts begin to bubble, that's when like the whole world rushes in. You know,
that's what happens. Jacob, let's just go for it, man. You just speak from the heart, buddy.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Sean, in favor of the proposal that you've been driving, I feel that we're all besmirched. Yeah, Gus, I got that word from you. Anyway, why are we all besmirched? Well, if you hold atoms, the FCC has, in my opinion, made statements about you and this asset that you hold, and really backed them up with very, very little. I mean, if we look at both the Coinbase and the Binance completes, how do I put this? They're kind of thin, right? And thin sucks.
Well, just to clarify, Jacob, Coinbase's complaint names, like, outlines their theory of Atom being a security, and they say by name all in bits and Interchain, the Interchain Foundation, are the third parties that Atom relies on for its expectation of profit. Like, so there, I mean, it is poorly researched, it's bad. I agree with you on that, but they do have like a completed theory of why this is a security, you know. If you want to continue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, their theory is, in my opinion, it's bullshit. Just quick example. There wasn't an ICO. There was a fundraiser and participants were not even guaranteed to receive atoms.
Just for the record, yeah. I never taught Jacob the word besmirched. So I didn't even know there's a prop out there either. So it shows you where I'm coming from. But keep going, guys.
Definitely did. Wait. He was drinking when he did that. I'm gonna. Oh my gosh, Gus here. Besmirched. BESMIRCHED. I searched my little Twitter DMs here. And
you're not gonna find anything.
You're right, I didn't. So who the hell taught me the word besmirched? Somebody did. Somebody was like, well, you should describe yourself as besmirched. Anyway.
Urbane, Jacob. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Jacob.
I just want to say, like, Jacob, I agree with you on a lot of stuff that you're gonna say right now. I just don't know how you're going to get a judge to hear that, because Binance isn't going to make the argument. Coinbase isn't going to make the argument, and the SEC isn't going to make that distinction. So the judge only has what he has.
Look, are you pursuing this from like maybe the amicus brief aspect?
I think that's really the only thing that I've seen support for recently, like a lot of actual support from people that were clearly against this, have kind of joined the, at least I'm willing to listen to that idea, because, you know, if it's just something that comes up where we're just like, hey, judge, by the way, could you just make sure you write in there that, like, hey, this is about Binance and Coinbase's operation of Atom as a staking service, not like about the underlying asset, please. And like, if he just writes that, like, that'd be cool, you know?
Yeah. I think an amicus brief is more like, you know, we might refute what's in the document. And I wish Gabe were here, because I feel like he has a great deal of experience dealing with exactly this type, this category of bullshittery, right? But
So Solana.
I didn't participate in it.
Mm-hmm. Solana is filing an amicus brief. XRP is taking down names in a Google thing right now. They're not listed in this particular suit, but they're going to be filing an amicus brief too to try and make this distinction. I just don't know that.
They're going to represent. See, this is where I get into like, why in the hell would we not? Okay, here, I have a question for you. Okay. Here's my question. What the hell is the difference between the hub engaging with an attorney to prepare an amicus brief? Amicus brief? It's an amicus brief, right? Anyway, details, schmetails. There's not really a difference between the two because the hub ends up with an attorney, or maybe it's just scope. But we should do
that. I think it's the resistance is for that I hear a lot is just that it seems like nobody wants anyone kind of looking at ICF or looking at All in Bits, and I'm like, dude, you guys are listed by name as like the third part. Like they're already looking at you directly, you know. But I'm as like they don't want further scrutiny. But like I think that library coin or whatever the hell that coin was that I shared with you, where it was just filed on behalf of one girl who never paid for her coin. She didn't even know the coin had a way to like go to an exchange and like trade for value. She was just using it for what the coin was used for. And the SEC months ago was, you know, still picking on small proof of stake things to try and build precedent up further. So someone just like the attorney literally just showed up about hour before court. He had no, you know, filing in ahead of time or anything, and he just like introduced himself to the clerk, said he was representing this one individual person that was a part of Library Coin, and said that he'd just appreciate at the end if he could just have a couple minutes of the judge's time to just clarify a couple things on behalf of his client, and the judge allowed him to do that, and he just explained that, you know, this is just being used by some people, and like she was not part of this ICO. And, you know, regardless of what happens to the founder and the issuer of this token that did have an ICO, like we should maybe think about, like, you know, does this include my client? Because I don't think it should. And the judge is like, yeah, well, I agree, basically, that it shouldn't include the secondary market or like just users of the coin. Like that's what he just decided and put it in writing, but it only is applicable to the one coin at this moment, I guess. Does that make sense, Jacob?
Yes. Yes, it does. I mean, like, first of all, I want to just let you know that I don't think concerns are being voiced about looking into AIB and the ICF, because I think that was always inevitable, and that even like, do I think AIB and, you know, by the way, I'm real displeased with their CEO's lawsuit against Grace U, but do I think that they participated in distributing an unlicensed security? My answer is a hard no. Hard no.
I'm not going to express an opinion on it. I don't know as much as you do about the initial like offering of, or the fundraising of this and everything. I'm telling you, overwhelmingly what I get as like the response to me posting stuff is messages blowing up my thing.
Huh? And like, are people like, they're DMing?
Yeah, they're DMing like, dude, like ICF doesn't need like any like extra, you know, scrutiny, and like SEC doesn't need to be coming after, like, basically, I haven't heard from All in Bits, directly, but I've heard from many people associated. Huh?
Directly?
Not directly, but from people that are closely involved with the ICF, which I don't need to name names in here because it's not the point of this. I don't want to, like,
I just want to say that I know this topic is just like retard level spicy, so yep.
Yeah, I don't want to have like any blame assigned or like any, like, I'm just telling you that's what I get as the overwhelming like resistance, is that the Interchain Foundation is going to get like more scrutiny or more SEC enforcement or more something filed against them because we're bringing up Adam to a court. And I'm just like, I don't really understand that or agree with it in the context of an amicus brief.
You know what I hate is it like, yeah. Well, no, exactly. It's okay. Look, like, actually, kind of bringing me back to your position. And also, I mean, the Solana Foundation to do this brief. It's another for our chain governance to do this brief. I'd much prefer it be the chain governance.
I mean, I don't know that chain, like, I don't know that chain governance is, I mean, because it's mostly validators that I hear from. It doesn't seem like, I posted the other day, tweeted, like, I haven't heard one thing from like an actual just delegator, like a single delegate, like a person that delegates that has any opposition whatsoever to like, just how filing on behalf of like a delegator or delegators in general that aren't validators.
Yeah, I'm going to say that, like, this is a problem with the validator role. I'm not sure that I agree with the proposed solution, which, you know, there's a fork of the hub. And interestingly, I contacted one of the people involved after they made a YouTube video. I found that he and I actually agreed on many things, not everything, but a lot. And so now I'm kind of looking forward to that fork as an experiment, you know, like, I do want to try eliminating the representative role of the validator, because, by the way, I don't want to try it on the hub. I'm really concerned about the fact that I know for sure that validators know way more stuff about what's going on, and that maybe, notice I said maybe, though, like, that representative role is very important. And then, but if we had a place to experiment with that, I mean, that's an experiment that I would engage in, you know, from a stakeholder perspective, even, right? Like, just to sort of feel it out. And, you know, this is just an interesting question. Anyhow, back to the thing, that's an interesting divergence that you noticed. So, when you talk with delegators, you're getting one response. When you talk with validators, you're getting another altogether?
Not universally. I mean, I'm not, I don't want to say anyone's name who is not in here, but there are validators that are, I guess it's a weird politics thing. You know, it's like, there's validators that will DM with me that say, like, this is a, like, pretty good idea, like, we blah, blah, blah. But, like, you know, they're not going to be posting anything about that or doing it, you know, in a, I don't know, like, what the, it's very strange. And the truth of the matter is, like, there's no need for any, like, hub approval to do this. Like, I stake Adam, I can, like, get an attorney and file an amicus brief. I don't need, like, the hub's approval to do that. but I wouldn't act in like a way that like was in, you know, majority discontent with what the community feels. So like, I'm trying to like actually feel out this idea, and I don't think I'm right on everything ever either. So I want to hear like opinions against that too. Like I can clearly be wrong, but yeah, it's a clear distinction between like somebody that just stakes is like, yeah, like let's make sure that we like go in there and explain that like we're doing something different than like they're doing, and maybe just get it, you know, written down on paper. Because that sounds way easier than like having it written down wrong and then going backwards and trying to fight it. And like, if Adam's declared a security just as like a byproduct of this like court hearing, like it's going to be incredibly bad. Like it's hard to do it the other way. I'm going to let Gus talk because he's got his hand up.
Yeah, just real Gus. Quick. Yeah, the point that you said, you can, Sean doesn't need it, doesn't need anyone's permission. He can represent any delegator out there and file a brief on their behalf. So I'm just letting you guys know that what he's trying to do is he's trying to do a community good by holding these spaces and asking for people's opinions. Whereas, you know, he can just represent any delegator out there. And so you can go into that as far as the civil procedure of that. Sean, you know better than I do. But yes, I mean, he's just doing this for the public good, and that's just, I mean, Sean, I'm speaking for you here. If I'm wrong, please correct me. So, it's kind of a good heads up, but Cosmos is so fragmented by all these different entities, the hub, the ICF, all in bits, whatever. I don't see a good outcome for this personally. And I think sometimes filing a brief on Cosmos's behalf is calling unnecessary attention to it, but you said Solana is already doing it, so you know I'm sort of in the middle. But Sean, you know, maybe you can make a name for yourself by just representing a delegator out there. You know, that's what I would do instead of getting involved in the politics of this whole thing. But that's just me. That's my bit. I got to go to bed soon, guys. So it's nice knowing you, undrunk. But we'll have a space soon. But I'll stick around and listen for a bit.
Sure. And does anyone else want, anyone else wants the mic, like I'll gladly give you the mic. Just if you just request it, like you're more than welcome to speak on whatever you'd like to. But yeah, just to, I guess that is something that maybe I see a lot of times too. Like when Jacob talks about something with code, like I have no fucking idea what he's talking about. You know, and I forget that, like I have, maybe I should explain like just that right now. Like to do this, like you don't need anybody in the hub to say yes or no. Like you need one person that stakes Adam to say sure, file this because I like that idea, and it gets filed and that's it. But I don't think that that's like the solution isn't for like that just to happen. So it doesn't need to be like through governance. I can just do it. I'm not going to, because I don't think that that's like a good way either of doing this. But I wonder why the validator resistance is so strong, and it just doesn't really make that much sense to me. And I don't know, because they all have lawyers, Jacob. Like that's the thing that pisses me off. And I think you can run your own validator, so you can maybe clarify that, like, yeah, all these validators are getting legal advice and have legal teams, and like don't want for some reason a delegator to be represented by an attorney or have legal advice or anything like that. It's kind of bizarre.
I don't think so much that I don't think delegators have their own legal teams per se, but I know what you're saying. They have outside counsel if they need it. You know, if they run into problems or something like that.
That validators have like, I mean, Jacob can clarify this, but I'm pretty sure
they're not that big. Seriously, man, I was down in Medellin. I was talking to projects, and they didn't even have the only project that had a any core team that had their own lawyers was Evmos. I was out there handing business cards out like confetti, and nobody wanted to talk about. And this is September. I went down there with the sole purpose of telling projects about regulations that are coming down the line that no one was thinking about back then. And I was dismissed. I mean, but I spent my whole time in the exhibitor area and I just networked and networked and networked and, you know, no one was interested. And then all of a sudden some people kept that card and started calling me. So, you know, projects don't care unless the problem is right at their doorstep. And that's just how I feel. And unfortunately, Sean, you put it very, very well. So you know, you can't understand why they're not concerned about these things or whatever. And quite frankly, they're concerned about being in the active set and patches and all the stuff that it takes to be a validator. You know, they know their job very well and you know your job very well. And people hate lawyers until they need one. And it's always too late. But that's my two cents.
Yeah, if I could advise criminal defendants prior to them acting, oh my God. The things that you could, you know, it's like, I'm not saying that this is anything to do with criminal law. I'm just, I personally do that as like my job day to day. And it's like, dude, like on camera, like you didn't know there was a camera there, like, you know, kind of thing. Or like, I don't know.
Dude, I mean, there was no intent. Just make sure there's no intent, right? The conspiracy thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be a lot of fun. To be able to do that ahead of time, plan the perfect crime, but it wouldn't be a crime because it'd be lacking an element. So I don't know. Intent is a big one. I didn't have any intent, but don't have any friends, so you don't get the conspiracy charge. Don't get anyone involved. But anyway, go ahead. I'm digressing, guys. Jake, I'm sure you got lots of questions. We got some interesting people. We got Kitnir and Rama and Robo and Porobu. So go ahead, guys. I'm going to go off to sleep.
Oh, you can get some sleep. I might be running off in a second too, but on the topic of the amicus brief, somebody correct me. I studied Latin in high school. I should be able to say
that. I don't know, man. In the Pacific Northwest, we call it an amicus brief. It's probably called an amicus brief in other places. I mean, it's not, I don't know. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, we call it amicus, okay. But Jacob's okay. from New York, kind of the same area where I'm from. So, you know. We call it, things are said a little bit differently, but yeah, amicus, but I haven't been in a courtroom in 10 years almost. So go ahead.
All right. Well, if Solana's doing it, I mean, why don't we just show them up and, you know, fund it from our chain gov? And cause at the end of the day, I really believe that we did effectively prevent Adam from being a security. One of the arguments that's being made, and actually, you know, Sean, this speaks to your ideas very well, I think, because what the lawsuits are actually doing are saying that the security was distributed by the exchange, and they're using the exchange listing date to push this back in to the statute of limitations, which has passed if you count from the time of the fundraiser, which everybody, I just want to make really clear, the fundraiser was about donations. The fundraiser did not guarantee that anybody would get atoms. When that fundraiser was held, the development on this work was so immature that there was clearly no guarantee. And I know for a fact that no promises were made. Now, I didn't participate in that fundraiser. I did not help design it. Arguably, one could say I didn't really even benefit from it even still today. But, you know, to argue that basically, I'm going to describe the terms, but I want to let everybody know that if you go to, I think it's Cosmos/Cosmos on GitHub, you can actually read. No, it's Cosmos/fundraiser. The fundraiser repository contains the code, okay? And the reason that there was code is because basically, like, you had to make fancy Bitcoin or Ether transactions to participate. And I'm gonna reply to this here tweet with that. Okay, we'll put that here. Now, keep in mind, this has already been referenced by the SEC, so I do not believe I'm in any way exposing Cosmos to additional risk because these documents have already been referenced. But I believe that these documents were sadly referenced falsely. Because I did speak with various people who did, you know, participate and run this fundraiser. And I know for a fact that, like, you know, the hard condition that they were operating under is like, no, this, like, there are no promises here. We can fail completely. And we're looking for enthusiasts who want to help secure the network. It was not a, you know, if we dial back the clock to say like 2017, 2018, on Ethereum, there were a lot of ICOs that, yeah, like probably some of those really were securities. I remember promises really actually being made. And, you know, I'm bringing this up because I know for sure that we didn't make those promises. So,
Jacob, well, I don't want to cut you off. I just want to say, like,
cut me off because I feel like I'm trailing off anyway. Like, please do.
The thing that I think is just like the overall, I was trying to state it like clearly and to the point of what I like want to accomplish here is like, we're not being sued by the SEC, or like we're as like a community or Adam Stakers or whatever aren't being sued by the SEC. And they're saying
we're being slandered.
Huh?
No, we're being slandered. You know,
well, it's just so basically they're saying that these suits are saying that Binance and Coinbase offered Atom staking as a service, and they didn't give custody of that Atom to the staker, right? Or to the delegator. They kept custody of it. They delegated it themselves to the chain and then gave them just the reward without them participating. So, like, that does raise, like, a pretty significant issue of, like, offering this and then their work entirely, like, they're the third party, right? So they're offering an investment opportunity, and the people investing in it are expecting profit, and they're expecting that solely from the work of the third party, which they never touch or, like, actually use this thing themselves. And, like, that's not Atom, the token. So I just, like, think that
That's also true. So then, you know, why is
that's
there?
That's what I want to make the distinction of in court, is make that distinction just clearly that, like, whatever the judge's ruling is here is towards Atom as staking as a service. We're not talking about Atom that's not being any part of this suit except some backdoor bullshit. Because Ripple suit's been going on for 5 years. This shit's impossible to actually, like, get through on an actual chain. So if Gensler can get 12 coins declared securities because no one's going to stand up and say this isn't a security by itself, and they just take it at, you know, face value. Hey, this is a security. Like, we have jurisdiction, this security, and that's all that's written down. Then we're just pointlessly letting ourselves get into a situation that we don't need to. We don't need the judge to even know about the initial way this was distributed or any of that shit. We just need him to say that the scope of this ruling is not involving, like, atom purchasers on the secondary market or atom users. Like, it's not involving that. This is Coinbase's staking as a service. This is Binance's staking as a service. Those are the people that are being sued. So that's the scope of my ruling. And effectively, that's going to, you know, mean Atom is not a security, at least as of the point of that ruling. If Gensler wants to go sue 12 individual chains and open up 12 different lawsuits and have 12 different, you know, they want to do this shit, they better do it one at a time and do it the right fucking way. Not just try and backdoor the 12 biggest fucking proof of stake chains through this bullshit suit.
Yeah. No, I'm very with you there. Would you be cool with,
suppose that I just go and, you know, hop on the forum. I think I started that post and I can just amend the top portion to cover only the amicus brief, what we want to call it. And, make sure it's scoped really tightly. Because I think that you can have me at a yes on a tightly scoped, you know, document to the effect of what you're describing.
Basically, yes. Like, leave Atom the chain and Atom the token out of this, because you're not, the SEC hasn't brought anything towards them, and the SEC is not, added them as a party to this. The SEC can do that if they want to, but right now they haven't done that. So the scope of your ruling should be towards just the staking service offered by these things. And that is a security, probably, just in everyone's opinion. I think, I don't know, maybe Kit or Gus have a different opinion, but I doubt it. But that if he wants to make Atom a security, then he needs to do it by bringing Atom into court, which would be really fucking impossible to do. And we've all seen Ripple's been going for like 5 years and they're probably going to win, you know, so, and they have a CEO, for God's sakes. I think it was very intentional to name 12 proof of stake chains to outline bullshitly, you know, like All in Bits and ICF are the third parties relied upon, when it's not. No, it's Coinbase is who's relied upon. That's who you're suing. He's just trying to get the judge to make a ruling without distinguishing this stuff properly. And that's why I think the emergency order was filed, also to expedite him having like jurisdiction. Coinbase took Binance took a fucking bullet for us, guys, in my opinion. Like, they just bent the knee to the SEC and said, sure, whatever. We'll give you guys all the assets back to the United States. We'll get all new private keys for all of it. But they left the security issue and every single token, like in the ruling on all that shit, out of it entirely. Because otherwise the judge might have had to make that decision quick on whether or not he had jurisdiction to order that. So Binance just agreed to do it. And it's like, that was pretty extraordinary. And then the judge even, like, you know, didn't grant their order to freeze the assets. And like, he let Binance keep custody of them as long as they're custodied in the United States. He didn't grant the SEC's emergency order, which is kind of amazing. I just think that it's like, if they want to do this the right way, if this was a normal case in law, civil procedure, like, and this was a normal, say, client, say we were one person and we were alleged like this, the first thing you would do is file like a motion to dismiss for failure to add an indispensable party, and it would get dismissed in half a second. But that's like not really the best way to do this, I don't think, given that, like, that means you are directly on behalf of Atom, like, getting involved and saying, like, you didn't add us as a party. Like, and the judge could, like, then we can get added as a party. We don't want that shit. We just want, like, to be left out of it. Like, just leave us out of it. If you want to come after us later, go ahead. But, like, if you just leave us out of it now, I think that stops a lot of the bleeding. And I don't really see what the risk is if the judge says no, that's already what's happening without someone giving him information or arguing on behalf. So judges are like referees, if this makes sense to you, and at least in the United States. So there's a lot of people maybe that aren't in U.S. law either. They can only make decisions based on choosing an argument that's presented to them. So if Binance doesn't make an argument on behalf of anyone of us, and the SEC sure as fuck isn't, the judge has only the options of the things that he's given the options to choose. He can't make up an argument for Adam himself to exclude us from his ruling. Like, that's not how it works. Does that make sense? Like, somebody has to give him something to agree to write down. Someone has to argue something in court and present that to a judge for him to choose to do that. He can't make it up, and I don't think Binance, Coinbase, or the SEC are going to do it for us.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Buddy, I've got to run. I got to, you know, do some other things, but, you know, I also think that you've driven me to a conclusion that I'm willing to, like, kind of put my mark on, which is that we should tightly scope what we'd like a lawyer to do. That tight scope should be the amicus brief, and that we should do it. I want to thank you for that, because I remember at one point you were feeling quite frustrated that you were getting pushback on this. And I was like, no, keep going. Even if I disagree with you, because, you know, that's how we can, you know, lead this thing to a conclusion. And even when I made the post in the governance forum, you know, what I discussed was like that we should explore the issue. I think you've done a really, really good job of exploring the issue. I do wish I had a little more time to like jibber jabber and flim flam on the matter, but this is the conclusion that I'm coming away with, is that we should, you know, tightly scope this task and find an attorney who handles this single task and push the button on that. And maybe before I run, I do want to ask if there's anybody here in the audience who disagrees with that, because that's useful feedback too.
Please, if someone disagrees or agrees or has a question, I would love to give you the mic, because that's literally the reason I've like done this to begin with. I just want to make sure that like there wasn't, because there's so much conflict in Cosmos that like I just didn't want to do something or to like, you know, just act without, because then there'd be all the confusion and all the, I kind of want to give an understanding and come into the consensus, or like, you know, everybody, at least for the most part, is on the same page. Like, yeah, why wouldn't we say like, leave us out of this? Cause why, you know, I think it was very intentional to be adding, like the chains that were added are very strong proof of stake chains. And this is a really fast, easy way. If I was going to do this and I was Gensler and I just went through a 5-year lawsuit with XRP and Congress refuses to do anything, this is a real easy way to make law, is to get a judge to say something after like an emergency filing and just have him say it. Then it's the fucking law. I mean, that's like a real fast way to do this. And it's a bullshit way to do this, but that's what they're doing. Because the other way wouldn't work or doesn't work. And yeah, I really would love to hear a dissenting opinion. I'd give anybody the mic, even if it's a pro opinion or a question.
Yeah. I mean, I'll hang out for like another 5 minutes, I think. Just have to like prepare for a call. But I mean, I really like that, at least for me, it seems like we've got a solid consensus on what the plan ought to be now.
Yeah. And, you know, I like the truth of the matter is like Gus was in the first space or something. I mean, like this SEC suit hit us out of fucking nowhere. And we were just like scrambling. Like, I think the only thing Gus and I could say the first space that this came up was like, all we know at this moment of thought is like, we know we need an attorney or somebody needs to be an attorney somewhere or something, I think it was. You know, like, because it would just got filed and we're not experts in this like particular field, but we're experts in knowing when like you need a fucking attorney, you know, or somebody legal needs to look at this. That's not maybe us, but like it, you know, it just took some time to work through. Like, this wasn't the original thought that we had. We were just like, shit, like something's going wrong here. And like, it clearly looks like that we need a lawyer. Somebody needs a lawyer here, you know?
Absolutely. I guess since nobody is coming up, I'm going to jump off. I'm also going to let you know, Sean, I have a little trouble. Well, I'm blocked on Twitter and it's difficult for me to contact Jay, but I would like to on this matter. I also want to contact ICF, and I'll probably run this through like some of the groups that I'm in with validators as well. And you know, I don't know if I'll get like universal agreement on it, but what I'm very happy to do is collect feedback from those communities. And then I think that we actually have reached the stage where we have the task outlined. We would need to choose a person. My preference is Gabe Shapiro. Maybe I should ask him to, if he feels that it's reasonable for the chain to pick up. Hi, Robo. Wait, no. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Julius. Mic, so I gave him one. I didn't mean to.
Well, let's give him one.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. You are.
All right. So I strongly agree with you. And I think that, especially here in the U.S., I feel that the situation is really bad. What's going on here and about the Elizabeth Warren law ideas and all that. So I think that it would be great that Cosmos ecosystem could have a lawyer or law office that could present us that if something really like transformative will happen, that like valid US-based validators will be banned because of these new laws. And I'm the first one to contribute that fund. And I think it would be very important that we will be prepared to that situation that the law changes here in the US dramatically.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, you know, there's another person in consensus on this, you know, because certainly I think Sean is right that we you know, face a difficult consensus building situation on this. But
Julius, can I just ask, are you just a delegator of Adam? Do you validate or anything?
We are at the moment. We are in 9 changes, chains, and in 4 test nets. And we'll be in a couple of months. So I kind of feel that we are growing to that point that if the law changes, then we could be a potential target and example. So and if we get sued, we don't have that kind of financial resources that we could, you know, to do anything against that, though. So I think that if the cosmos ecosystem could be prepared for a situation like that, it would be great.
That's cool to hear. I've not heard or seen you in a space before, so that's great. What country are you operating in, just out of curiosity?
So I'm originally from Finland, but we are based in California and Wisconsin, USA.
So. Yeah, and I don't mean to be a cynic or like, I'm just going to say what I really think. I really think that Gensler is just trying to get these chains to be declared securities through some backdoor bullshit right now. And like all that needs to happen is like, we need to say like to the judge, leave us out of this ruling, like leave everyone out. Like, I don't even think it needs to just be, but the problem is that, we can't represent every one of the 12 chains, and each, like, Solana's not going to write anything about Atom. XRP's even filing an amicus brief, and like, they're not even involved. They just want to make sure that this shit is like cleared and like, you know, concisely ruled to like Coinbase and Binance, and has nothing to do with like the actual chains, because they don't want themselves to start getting, you know, flack for whatever gets ruled in this. And they're not even like named.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's one change, I'm not going to name it, but I approached them and asked that we would like to validate them. And they asked that where we are from. And I said that we are from California. And they replied that they don't want any US-based validators. And they're not going to let any US-based validators in. So I think that, you know, it's not a very healthy environment for the...
Yeah, you're right about that. Julius, I actually want to tell you something. They could be right from one perspective and then tragically wrong from another. The validator role is supposed to be as permissionlessness, or sorry, as permissionless as possible. And one of the things that they're doing, whether they realize it or not, because please keep in mind right now, there are a lot of chain teams that, like, I don't think that they have as much experience in Cosmos. Maybe they're like moving in from ETH or whatever. That actually harms the health of the chain, unfortunately.
Yeah, I can be a validator.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that it hurts the over, you know, the Cosmos ecosystem. And we should somehow, you know, fight back. And I think that all these problems will be gone in a couple of years. But how we get there to survive that 2 to 3 years about, you know, against these potential legal battles, we don't have the resources for it.
Yeah, and I think if the SEC wants to do something with Atom, then they should file something against Atom. That's I guess my basic point here. Is like, if they're not going to talk to any Atom chain or Atom in particular, then we should just make it clear to the judge that that's what we want in writing. And I posted a case where there was a coin that did that on behalf of someone, and the judge just said, yeah, like the scope of my ruling doesn't extend to the secondary market. So anyone that didn't like, anyone that purchased this or did is delegating or validating or whatever now, and it doesn't apply to users. Like that's what the judge said, but he couldn't say that if no one asked him to, because he can't just make stuff up. And that's, I guess, like what's really important to understand is like a judge will not. He can only decide between the things that are presented to him. Or her, sorry.
Yeah, so what's your take on this, Adam? Do you think that these issues are solved in a year or two or three?
I don't think that I don't think that the it's kind of like AI in a sense where they can't put this back in the box unless we all just bury our heads in the sand and just pretend it's not happening, and then they just do it. I mean, this is a real it's extreme bullshit to sue Coinbase and Binance and then name just 12 tokens
they solve it. They have so much power already. You know, they will survive. They survived already. But it's a thing that
right, but they will the
smaller players will we survive.
Right, but it's just that the judge will have to, or they'll agree to something or whatever. But if we don't, we have an opportunity right now to just clarify that whatever they agreed to, or whatever they settled to, or whatever fines are paid, or whatever bullshit happens, that it doesn't extend to anything to do with Adam, or you know, it just extends to Binance and Coinbase and like what they did with Adam, like not. Anything to do with Adam. Like, Adam's not here being talked to. It's not being represented. It's not even being directly, you know, named in this as a part of it. It's just being kind of stuck.
I hear you. But my point is that no one here in the U.S., seriously anymore, they are not talking that, let's kill Bitcoin. Let's kill Ethereum. The talk is more that which is the first big house, Fidelity or anyone else that gets the BTC or Ethereum ETF and derivatives or whatever. So when is the Cosmos ecosystem in that same position that we can't be like blackmailed that you're doing this and you're doing that and we will end you, because at the moment my backup plan is that I have dual citizenship, and if things get tricky, then I relocate. But I think the Cosmos ecosystem is the crown jewel of the blockchains and
not really, yeah.
So we should take care of that and be in that same space where is the Bitcoin and Ethereum
I think that we kind of already are, and I think that like Cardano also, Solana also kind of already are there. It's just that the government doesn't want that, so they're going to try and do something right now that they can do. I mean, this came out of nowhere. There's talk about SEC bullshit for so long, and then like out of nowhere they just decide to name 12 tokens only, and these just happen to be like extremely strong projects only that they're like attacking indirectly. I think that we are there. I just want to, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they will be able to sue Adam directly and get anything done. But
that sounds good. That sounds excellent, and I hope that. And of course, I want to believe in that too. And I think that will happen. And I just hope that that bridge or the wait, the next, is it a year or 2 years or 3 years, that we survive that period of time.
Yeah, and I hope it's not that long before Adam can just be maybe just said like really, like just I started this with like we could do it even on the emergency filing, you know, just say like this filing, like, and the rest of this case doesn't count, you know, for towards Adam. But someone requested the mic, and I'm gonna give it to A. Cujaro and let him speak, or him or her.
Can I ask one question from Jacob?
Of course you can. Sure. A. Kujara, just okay. Give us 1 second, and I'll give you the...
A. Kujara, Julius, if you're hopping off, yeah, go for it.
So Is it because of legal reasons that you founded your corporation in Vietnam?
No, actually. It's a coincidence of fate. My wife and I, we got stuck in Vietnam because we traveled there to just visit with the guy who officiated our wedding in January of 2020 when COVID was just starting. And so my answer to your question is a hard no. Now, I'm not sure that Notional would exist if that had not happened. And I'm not sure if even if it did exist, I don't know if it would have become the same company. Our co-founders, you know, from Vietnam were really, really essential in shaping like the software development and software engineering aspects of our business. And I don't know if those would have executed well in the States, but was it for legal reasons? The answer is a hard no.
Okay, that's kind of a relief. And thank you for your, you know, inspiration and influence in the Cosmos ecosystem, and same applies to everyone who is in this call. And yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining. Akujiro, what's up?
Yeah, hey, what's up, everyone? Thanks for getting me up there. So what I don't understand is, since we're just talking about the Atom and SEC stuff, it's just a mystery to me, like from my perspective, why there's so much weight being put behind that Atom landed on some list from the SEC, when we all know the SEC went bonkers with everything for the past month or weeks. So, like, as decentralized chain, why the importance? You know, like, the price rose the past few days anyway, despite whatever the SEC said, and I believe it's continued to grow that way as well. So, except for the businesses that are in the US directly regarding DeFi and crypto, I see how this is going to, is going to hinder their growth. But outside of the US, that shouldn't be an issue at all. Or maybe I'm missing something.
I can speak to that for a second. I think that the SEC is showing sort of like an attempt to dismantle all of this stuff. So, like, what do I feel that they wish to dismantle? Well, I think they would like to dismantle the hub. And actually, if you read their filing, I think that intent is pretty easy to see. And I don't want to see that happen. And so the reason I'm putting weight on it is that, you know, we have so many American stakeholders. We have so many ecosystem service providers. And when I say that, so I suppose I'm referring like to Coinbase, to Binance.us, to really there are a number of exchanges that have been affected by recent SEC rulings that I feel are only loosely based on the law. And so we are a decentralized community, and I feel that we're something that, you know, this centralized org, the SEC, would like to eliminate, period, entirely. And I don't want to see that happen. I want our community to flourish. I'm let's say, vehemently opposed to, well, anybody who wants to harm the hub. And let's make some clarity here. You know, there are various directions for the hub that I might consider harmful proposals, right? Governance proposals. Some people considered Adam 2.0 terribly potentially harmful. Some people consider the AA DAO terribly potentially harmful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? But here's the thing. I think that even, look, I thought the Adam 1 constitution was ridiculous, okay? I don't think it was made with the intent of harming the hub. I do think that the SEC has an intent to harm not only the hub, but every similar community. And I view my job personally as somebody who leads a validation org as one to discriminate between like an opinion I disagree with and intent to harm, right? Because I think one constitution would have been harmful to the hub. But was the author, did the author have an intent to harm? He was just doing Jake One, you know? And it would be wrong to be opposed to that, I think. And what I mean is wrong to be opposed to a community member like doing their thing. And by the way, to anybody here, one of the things that means is that like, yo, make governance proposals. Even if I disagree, good freaking job for using governance. And then, okay, so, you know, what are you discriminating between? Well, you have this outside entity that, I mean, I believe they have malicious intent toward our community. I also had to weigh input from various parties on this matter, because initially the governance proposal was like, let's get the hub a lawyer. Some people, even lawyers, were like, maybe you shouldn't get the hub a lawyer. And quite frankly, I think they had really good reasons. What we're now talking about is let's get an amicus brief going for the hub. And you know what? Like, this is a tightly scoped task that probably involves two documents that go to, I don't know if it's different judges with the Binance case and the Coinbase case, but like, we can just basically, you know, file these briefs. Solana's already doing it. Sean said XRP is doing it, not only in their own case, but in these as well. And I think that this is a sensible, fairly conservative, middle of the road approach to, well, I guess just being assertive. And I do want the hub to be assertive. I think our community is pretty good, not only on the hub, but like all across the cosmos. And I have a hard time with the notion that we should do nothing. Although I flipped positions on this topic already. Like I began with, no, we definitely need a lawyer. I literally had lawyers respond like, you know, maybe now is not the right time for that. I'm lucky enough to have a relationship with some of these attorneys, and not a lawyer client relationship, by the way, social. You know, I definitely respect and take very seriously their points of view, but at the same time, yeah, I I think they want to dismantle us, and I don't think that we should take that lightly.
I just want...
No, definitely. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Jacob, and I think it's beyond doubt that the SEC wants to try to shut this all down, and that we should definitely act in some kind of way. And it's good. I think communication goes a long way. There, I would say lawyers are overkill, since it's kind of, I guess, like the whole hub, like as an entity, can be protected or not. You know, I'm not sure about the legality here in that case. I just think that afterwards, like, it's not bad to try and not like, you know, like to stand and fight and to explain what's actually going on. But I think that the view, like the focusing on it so much that it's like, oh my God, the SEC, and now we're scared, we're doomed. And it's basically putting the US in the, as the center of the world. And when the US is saying or doing something, then you're doomed. This was kind of like my point that I was trying to say. And that's why, like, it's not more like to not care what the US is doing. It's more like to broaden the spectrum to where the hub could be elsewhere, or where other focus could be put onto. You know, the SEC thing that's happening, and that's all right. And communication can happen in that way. But there are like other countries in the world. There are like other communities that can be reached out to, and all these kind of things. You know, if the US makes it clear that they don't want to have business with crypto in some kind of way, which might be changing now, who knows? But if that's their position, and if it would be in verdict or not, then I guess, I don't know, it's time to move on. You know, like, the US is not the world. And I think that's the main part that people should take away from the SEC thing.
I just want to just respond a little bit of why I think it's important. It's all the reasons Jacob said, and that you're kind of agreeing with. It's also just, the US is not the center of the world. But the rest of the world is regulating this and being reasonable about this. Like, Europe is putting together, the UK is putting together like regulations to handle this and deal with this. And the US is just straight trying to kill us. And I don't think that the United States is the center of the world, but I think it's a pretty relevant amount of not just like liquidity, but also potential like development potential, you know, just everything. I mean, it's not that it's the center of the world. I would feel the same way and probably be having some similar discussion if there was like the EU was deciding to sue their exchanges. It's just they're not. And it's not even about really the exchanges either. I'm more concerned about Atom as a whole. Like, the result of Atom being declared a security in the United States means that zero money, zero activity, like, can happen. The token has no use. Like, I can't even send it to somebody without filing something with the SEC that I transferred a security to somebody else. I can't use it. And then, like, it makes the token unusable. So, like, it's not just we also, like, I guess this is probably like an American perspective that could be very wrong. So I like to hear your opinion afterward. But it's a lot of people follow what the U.S. does sometimes, and it's a really bad precedent to kind of say, yeah, well, the U.S. is just against this, and let's just forget about it. I think that we can't do that, because if it comes up in another jurisdiction and that's our opinion, well, like, let's just screw that. Let's just go to another jurisdiction. Like, we got to just, like, I guess, draw a line somewhere and say, like, and it's a good place to have the fight, I guess, too. Not the fight, I guess, the they're attacking the hub, you know, and this is one of the only places that, well, not one of the only places, but it's a pretty damn good place to disagree with your government and actually get a judge to say, fuck you, government. There's a lot of places that, like, don't necessarily have the same ability to, the government wants this dead, and you can just have a judge say, nope, sorry, fuck off, government. And, like, that's, I think it presents an opportunity, too, where if the SEC, you know, says, nope, Adam's not a part of this ruling, then I don't think the SEC would bring something directly against Adam. They might, but that's a totally different, like, story down the road. I just think it's important to, like, not allow this to just, not to just get trampled on somewhere, and just to let any, I mean, there's not much we could do when China bans crypto. Like, there's nothing, the Chinese government is ruled by one person who decides what happens, but here there's something we can do. So I think we should, you know, for anybody kind of in this whole space. Do you have anything about what Jacob and I kind of said?
I definitely agree. So I'm not trying to say to roll back and just play dead and be like, okay, yeah, SEC, like, come and take whatever's yours, you know, like, it's not like this. Like I said, the fight is important, and the communication as well. So to have people actually from the cosmos reaching out to these judges and tell them what's actually going on, it's a huge step, you know, and a lot of respect to those people to actually take the initiative for this. But it's more like it's not a belief thing, but I guess maybe the perspective is just a bit different, especially for people in the US as well. I can imagine how it would be that if the SEC would actually ban something, that people would be pretty much fucked afterwards trying to do something or send something. So I'm obviously not in the US. I guess people can hear and tell. So I'm pretty happy for that. It does look pretty bad for crypto in general. And there are exchanges, others like leaving for the UAE or Singapore or other crypto hubs in the world, wherever they are right now. And I'm just saying, like, it's starting to build up elsewhere, and it's kind of like it's just a fight in the US, you know. This is what I'm saying, and the fight can be fought, but yeah, I guess it's kind of like an uphill battle there.
And to me, it's like, I agree with you to the extent that, you know, if Binance US can't operate, that's just what it is, and the world will move on. And if Coinbase can't operate in the US or any exchange, like, then the world will move on. But if Atom itself cannot be used in the United States, or Cardano or Solana, or that, I think that the consequences of that are pretty severe. I mean,
hey, the thing is that those big examples, they are not being banned. They are not losing the battle. And then my point is that we, as an ecosystem, we need to be well prepared and have the resources and the funds to have the lawyers equal to those other big players, because they are not losing that war. And then we can't be the ecosystem that will be destroyed by SEC and their lawyers. So it's super important that we join forces such way that we stay in the game.
Yeah, and I just don't want, like, I guess it's important on that level too. Like, just like you're saying, like, you don't want any jurisdiction anywhere to think, oh, well, we can just include Adam in a filing for something because they let it go in the US. So, like, obviously we can do whatever the fuck we want here. They can't get their shit together or whatever. I mean, it just seems like, a good idea to me to just get us out of this and not be involved in it. And I don't know, that's just kind of my perspective. And I didn't start at that opinion either. Like, we've been having a discussion about this for a couple of weeks before. I think we've really narrowed and clarified, like, all that I think needs to be done to just keep Adam's, like, secondary market and Adam's, like, being used in the U.S., like, out of this suit. Like, whatever they're going to do with Coinbase and Binance and securities and whatever, like, do it, but just don't include Adam.
Coinbase and Binance already won, and now we need to won, and we need to win that as well. So, you know, I'm 100% convinced that Coinbase and Binance, they will not have any problems in the U.S. Maybe they have in other court cases which they sell because they have so much cash and resources. And we have to be prepared for that, and we have to be as powerful as them. But we need to, you know, have a community that could be as strong to fight those baseless and crazy SEC lawsuits and claims.
And I just want to clear, I don't think Binance and Coinbase have won anything against the SEC right now.
They have. Trust me, they have. They won already.
I don't share that opinion at this point. Binance pretty much just said, SEC, you can have whatever you want, and gave all they're making new private keys for all the U.S. assets, and it's about $114 billion or $114 million, something crazy, of assets that they are giving to Binance U.S. only.
I'm just trying to say that it's a similar thing that, you know, the Facebook and Google and other big tech, they got the major sanctions and they needed to pay to EU and U.S. Because of breaking the privacy laws and everything like that. Those are small sums for those entities.
Yeah,
and because they made themselves so important, so we need to make us equally important, because Cosmos ecosystem is the, you know, more important than those ecosystems.
I just think that, yeah, that they're definitely, I mean, at the end of this, yes, they're going to still definitely exist. I just don't think Adam needs to be involved in whatever rulings or whatever decisions they come to. Like, we should just not be part of it, of that written document or that thing, like, that happens. I don't want him to say, this is my fear, okay? My fear is that they agree.
It should be addressed separately, because it is a separate matter.
Go ahead, Jacob, sorry.
Oh, no, I just wanted to sort of restate your point there, because I think it's the right one to be making. Like, it's separate from anything that they are accusing Binance or Coinbase of. And, you know, they've chosen to make it a joint matter, and that's not okay.
Yeah, they've just chosen to put this token into the SEC filing just to harm the Adam token. And my fear is that, you know, whatever judgment or agreement they come to at the end, they don't clarify something and they just write, yes, Binance was offering securities, Adam, Cardano, Solana, Mana, and they don't say that it was the staking as a service thing, and like that it only applies to Coinbase and whatever. And next thing you know, all those tokens are securities in the United States for no reason, because they don't need to be. But if no one's going to make an argument and not on Adam's behalf, it might come out that way. I don't know it will, I just don't think that we should be rolling dice with something we don't need to.
Yeah, dude, look, I'm in agreement. Buddy, I've got to run now. I don't know if you want to like start a new forum topic that just describes this tightly scoped. I guess it's a set of two amicus briefs, actually. I'm good with this direction, pending like getting feedback from people. I've already dropped my thoughts into a couple of different chats of it, and I like this. So if anybody else has any other like questions for me before I run, cool, I can answer them, but otherwise I'm going to run off here.
All right.
Nope. One question. So, Jacob, if you think of all the US-based validators and all the stakeholders here in the US, what should we do that we could advance the situation that we have, that we will have less risks and more chance to establish the Cosmos ecosystem here in the US?
I would say that I think that actually this proposal is the correct way to proceed. There are also advocacy groups like Coin Center. Our organization is likely to begin to make donations to groups like that in the coming year. And I suppose that larger than the scope of like making donations, another thing that crypto entities based in the States should likely do is try to get outside of each community's bubble, right? And I'm not speaking only of Cosmos. I want to make that really clear. I'm speaking really broadly, right? So like, you know, we should be talking to people in the Polkadot community. We should be talking to people in the Solana community. We should be talking to people in the ETH community. We should be talking to people even in the Cardano community, even though I think all those people are crazy. But the point here, and they're not really all crazy. I'm sort of screwing around. Just Chuck Charles Hoskinson, he's crazy. I don't know about the people in the community. Anyhow, by the way, he might be good crazy. Chasing aliens right now. It's hilarious. It's great. You asked, what can we as US-based, you know, either crypto asset holders or crypto asset service providers or infrastructure providers, I suppose you could say an asset service provider is like an exchange. I by the way, another thing that I would do is I would strongly fight any move to define your validator infrastructure business as a service provider. You don't provide services to individuals, even your delegators. How do we know this? You don't choose your delegators. And I think that particular distinction is very, very important. Really what you do when you validate a blockchain network, you are... see if I can phrase this well. You're servicing the network. Your user base is that network. Now, do you do things on behalf of your delegators? Yeah, absolutely. You're a politician. And but that's not really the thing that is the essential piece of the role. But I suppose another thing, and you're doing this thing right now as we speak, and thank you for doing it, man. I really appreciate it. Another thing that you can do is be really active in governance. There's a tiny chance, I can tell you, that it was really always the plan. There's a tiny chance that that like we integrate all of this into state and local governments, and we achieve the recognition for our governance system that honestly, I believe the ecosystem and really its creator, Sonny Agarwal, deserve. Because Cosmos governance is, in my opinion, really good. I know people like to make noise about how it's terrible and drama prone and yada yada. I mean, have you ever seen like traditional politics? That's crazy. That's drama prone. I find that really, once we move past the unfortunate tendency of political conversations to move into like personal attacks and stuff, what we can actually see in our governance system is this constant string of free thought and free thought leading to action. I love this. That's a beautiful thing. The president's being impeached. Okay. Passed the House. Good stuff. Good stuff. I'm not a big fan of the president. I hope everybody has a super nice day. And I will catch you all, you know, maybe on some other Twitter space or something. Sean, I think your advocacy on this issue has been beautiful. I want to thank you very much for that, sir.
No worries, man. Just I think I just want to echo Jacob's statement, Julius. I'm not even a validator. I'm just a guy that's in Cosmos. And like, it's a beautiful thing. Like, to come in and disagree and change your opinion and argue, like, that's how we reach a conclusion, like the one I think that we kind of, at least in this space, reach is by hearing all those different opinions and getting different, like, that's how you narrow down thoughts. It's just, you know, participating like you did tonight, like really participating.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. Does anyone else want the mic, or does anyone else have anything to say? I know it's late, and I think we're running about 2 hours right now on the space. So, if not, I think there's not too much left to say. If nobody has anything else left to say, Julius, do you have anything else?
No, thank you. This is very. A nice session, and I hope that we will have this in the future. Hopefully.
Awesome. Well, I'm just gonna ask a couple more times. Does anyone have anything to say? I'd gladly give you the mic and keep going. And if not, I'm just gonna close the space because I think that it has a better chance of being listened to by a lot more people. The shorter kind of is. I really appreciate everyone for coming in, listening tonight, talking, sharing their opinions. And I'm always open to DMs or spaces. I think they're really constructive. Thank you guys all. I'm going to just end the space here, and I'll post it, and hopefully we get some, you know, some people listening, some little more interaction, and we can get something done.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments, red down days. Got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic.
never known a politic. I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Click the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.